Good. Facebook, Instagram going live tonight for our group here, Street Cop Training, for all the followers on Instagram. If you want to see more of the stuff, we have like 30 hours of videos and information I constantly post in the group. A lot of stuff that's sensitive material. Be sure to join us at Street Cop Training. If you search in your Facebook toolbar, it'll be privy to a lot of stuff that I've done already. And it should be able to help you find some answers to your questions if you don't have them right away. I put in the group, in the Facebook group, what were some questions the guys had and girls that wanted, they wanted answered. And this is some of the replies I got. The first one was very funny. Vehicle frisk out of state. That was answered. You can look in the group for that one. So here's one that was good. SFBA. It's falling down here. Fix that. What do we got going on? All right. SFBA said, picking spots off the road to watch cars. How to read reactions with or without takedowns. How visible should your car be, and about how far away should you be able to be recognized, or how far off the road? I got to be honest with you. It is very different for everybody's situation, what you're looking for, where you're hunting, what your positions are going to be. Me, people have different theories and different ways they do things. I think a majority of people who are involved in interdiction are doing things like sitting stationary, watching traffic. It depends if you're working a highway, a county road, if it comes around a bend. Let me just give you an example of a place that I worked and did interdiction. As you came around a bend on a major state highway, at a certain point, you came around the bend on at a 50 mile an hour zone, three-lane highway. When you spotted me, would be about 200 feet down the road. And at that point, I would be able to tell what was going on in the car. And then that gave me some time as they passed me to see how they reacted to me as they passed me. And then as they continued on past me, I could see how they continued to react to my presence at that time. There's other people who I know have worked major highways where you could see a mile down the road, and they would watch the reaction all the way up the roadway of the vehicle that they were that was sticking out, and then they would see them pass, have a understand that reaction. Some people have a reaction almost immediately when they come around the bend or over a crest when they see that police car. It'll happen immediately, and then you can watch. It depends. You have to understand what you're working with. If you want to send me pictures or you want to PM me about your locations, what you think you should be doing, where should you set up, what you should be looking for, let me know. Again, a lot of this goes over. I can go over this up real depth in the two-day course that we do. But if you need help with that right now and you can't make it to a two-day course, you're out of state. It works everywhere. It works all across the country. It is transparent. It's ambidextrous to wherever you are. And that is some advice of where to sit. It really just depends on where you are. And again, if you're using your takedowns at night, we're going to be able to see your car. Certainly, you could be using them to check for seatbelts as well. All right, pre-stop indicators and what to look for in street-level interdiction before the stop. Ted, when you say street level, what do you mean by street level interdiction? Like you're talking about city type of interdiction? Pre-stop indicators. I mean, I've talked about these on several occasions. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of reactions to presence. There's all sorts of stuff. There's it's not a difficult formula to understand, but, things like a car doing 48 and a 50 and they spot a police car and for no reason they jam the brakes and start changing lanes or blending movements to hide behind other cars for no apparent reason, lane changes, getting off the highway. There's just so much you have to look for. Nervousness, rubbing head, grooming techniques, slight looks overs, dramatic looks overs, looks over. There's just so many things to go over. It's hard to really try to explain that until you see things maybe in videos. We're watching motor vehicle stops on the side of the road. Maybe we'll do some videos of some of my stops on here. We'll play those and the things that you're looking for. But there's a lot of indicators. Really, it's based on human behavior. If you can't see into the car, you'll be seeing these things with the car. People will be passing you and they'll be riding the brakes, tapping the brake the whole time, nervous, slowing down for no reason. Just anything really that's not normal. If you watch regular traffic, you'll notice that most people will not have reaction to your presence. But maybe if you're watching traffic, it's a 50 mile an hour zone and a guy comes past you at 82, obviously they're going to jam the brakes, they're nervous, they know their speed and the car's going to buckle forward. But it's just, the question is when somebody's not doing 82 in a 50 and they're doing 53 in a 50 and they see you and jam the brakes, or begin to just act weird or engage in conversation with you when you're following them, or there's a lot involved in it. But it is simple once you understand it and internalize it, and you can apply it in the road. Once you understand what to look for, it will be jumping out at you all the time. You guys go on patrol, you're not looking around, you're focused on the freaking radar screen and numbers. You're not going to find, if you want to be an interdiction guy, you're not going to be able to find drugs watching a radar screen or pumping plates into an MDT. Maybe you'll get lucky enough to come across something. You need to start focusing on the motor vehicle, the passengers, what the vehicle's doing. And when you understand the concepts of it, which we'll try to get as much content out to you through this platform, then it becomes very apparent. Things start jumping out. A lot of guys are like, man, you changed my life. I'm getting such quality arrests. Things are good. I'm like, not. I'm exposing you. I'm showing you what you can, what you're just missing. And if you get good at it, and you're one of those people who can take a concept and understand it and apply it, you'll be good at it. You just have to understand what those concepts are. It's just like shooting a gun. You could show up to the academy day one, take your pistol out, and you're not hitting the target at all. But once you understand the concepts and the five rules of marksmanship, and you can apply them correctly, you can hit the target every single time. That's the same thing that goes on with interdiction of finding criminal motor vehicle cars. I've had somebody say to me in a class one time, he's like, does this shit really work? Like, of course it works. Of course it was. This is the same stuff that every effective police officer uses across the country. Doesn't happen just in my town. Literally can take this stuff. We've traveled around the country. I've traveled to other places. The application works. When I can start getting you to understand what to look for, your quality of arrests will increase dramatically. But that's some tips and tools I can give you here during this short, brief video. We have Jay, who's our full-time videographer. She's chopping a lot of video up from class, and we're trying to dish it out piece by piece, because if I put a 1.5-hour video up in the group, nobody's going to sit and watch it for an hour and a half, I promise you. There's one guy, but we're trying to get everybody all the content out in a timely fashion. All right, so Ted, hopefully I helped you with your question, brother. Juan wrote, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again because I've seen so many mistakes in this. The role of the cover officer, a.k.a. secondary officer on a stop, do's, don'ts, and musts. Generally, in a police department, if you're riding single-O cars and not two-man units, or even if you're in a two-man unit, there's two officers. If there's two officers involved, or three officers involved, or four officers involved, on a regular traffic stop where you're doing an interview with driver and passengers, one person should be an investigator. The other person's a safety officer. What does that mean? You're not engaging in conversation. You don't have to pose questions. You don't have to... If one guy's asking the questions, you don't have to ask the questions unless he wants you to. One person should be investigating the stop. The other person should be a safety officer off to the side of the road, watching the occupants in the car, watching vehicles behind you and in front of you, and having your back. If two people are engaged, that's when things get screwed up. You're not paying attention to what else is going on there. One person is the safety guy. That's it. Three officers on a scene, one person talks, two safety officers. Four guys on the scene on a motor vehicle stop, which happens. One guy talking, three guys, unless the guy who's talking needs help or asking questions and like, hey, watch things over. I don't know what's going on here. You're there to be a backup officer. You do not have to engage and initiate conversation. Do your job as a secondary unit. If you don't know how to find criminal motor vehicles and you're jealous, then learn. But don't start stepping into if the guy's a new guy, even if the guy's a new guy, call him over. Tell him something. Hey, look, man, I'm noticing this. I don't think you're seeing this. Don't be a jerk about it. But one person is about, I've had some of the best backup officers have been administrators because, you know, maybe they're coming home in their take home cars and they stop or leave. You know, it's even better. I'll give you one up. Another cop from another agency who doesn't want to get involved. That's pretend like you're a different agency. Cop shows up. What does the guy from a different agency do? Stands there. Well, you do your job. That's it. Nobody, hey, you need help? Yeah, stand right here. It's gonna be a favor. Just watch cars for me. So think about what you should be. You don't need two investigators on a motor vehicle stop. Cut the shit. All right. Stop with who you think you are, that you have something to contribute. If they need you, they'll ask you. If they're calling for a second unit and they need a safety officer, be the safety officer. Don't get screwed up on this whole thing. All right. Everything else comes. Okay. Yeah. So he has about bail reform. Let's see. Topic we talked about, PM. Yeah, you talked that. And then Eddie writes, how a lieutenant reacts when his sister has stopped for traffic warrants, criminal warrants. So one of our guys in the group ends up running another police officer's sister's information, and she has warrants, and that cop got upset with that cop for running her. If your sister or brother has warrants for their arrest, there's nothing we can do for you. Maybe your sister or your brother should not be a piece of shit and go to court and pay their warrants. Don't blame the cop because your sister or brother is a dirtbowl. And that's what I have for you for today. So if you guys have more questions for me, man, reach out. I just want to keep giving value to everybody. It's all I care about. I want guys to go out and do this job. It's really, really exciting for me that guys and girls reach out to me like, God, we're getting such better stuff just off these videos. I'll continue to dish out as much information as I can. I'll ask you guys, you know, what you're looking for in answers. I don't want you to sit and ponder and wonder. Investigatory detention. Nick wants investigatory detention. Nick, when you say investigatory detention, we'll come back to this tomorrow. Like, it's a really vague to put two words up on what you want answers on. So, brother, I see it. It's there. I want to help you. You just have to kind of be a little more descriptive of what you need clarification on. Or PM me, whatever it may be. Anything I can help you with, I'm always available for everybody. People constantly asking me, where can I find the classes at streetcoptraining.com? I just sat down. We're scheduled about another 15 classes. We are now tentatively discussing April for a mini convention with myself, TJ Cullen, Brad Gilmore, and Jesse Hartnett, and Lenny Cottrell on doing a mashup of tactics, hidden compartments, Jesse's story about, you know, his incident in Philadelphia. So we're kind of working on that. I'm working on that now. Hopefully I'll have something within 2 weeks in the books for dates. I expect there's gonna be a huge response, and that was gonna be a really rocking 2 days. Look for it. Obviously, we'll be promoting it quite a bit. Probably going to be in the North Jersey area if I could have it, because they have two academies up there, have a larger classroom. So, guys, we look forward to anything I can do for you, and reach out, whatever you want. I'm here. See you later.